Hey, man. You want to know the worst thing I heard in porno this week?
Okay. What's the worst thing you heard in porno this week?
This one dude's just going to town, right?
Yeah.
And he's fitting a bus, right?
Okay.
And
as the Christian car drives by, yeah. I do had a tie on it or some shit.
Hey, man. Fitting a bus ain't a bad word. Watch out for this weird hobo guy coming up behind you.
Oh, fuck.
Dude.
Dude, we need a new we went to a different spot today because we were having issues, and it's still a fucking problem.
Yeah, we're going to be in the car very soon here.
Isn't the squared up guy, is it?
No, it's another guy.
And squaring up on me and shit. In a second.
All right. So anyways, back to the story. So, guy's splitting open this chick like log.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he's fitting the bus.
Holding it back, right? He's clenching.
And then... is this the fucking dude squaring up? It's another random ass dude.
There's a lot of people walking around here. I'm going to close this gate so nobody comes up at me. Go ahead. Right. So the dude's fitting bus. He's holding that vein in the bottom, just holding it.
And she's feeling. She's right there too, man.
She's ready.
And then she looks at him straight in the eye and says, "Oh, come in that monkey."
That's awesome. She said that?
Yeah.
So he hadn't pulled out or anything. He was going to town.
Gave her the pie. Because he was about that pie life.
About that pie life. Yeah.
Get that shirt.
I'm working on it, dog. I'm working on it. That if we ever come out with merchandise, that's the thing. Coming out with that pie life. I'm working on that design, though, for sure. I'm definitely jumping on that, for sure. Copywritten. Don't touch that shit. Mine. Pie life. Man.
There you go. That's how we start out.
I haven't heard anything fucked up. I haven't watched a lot of porn, honestly, though. But
look, I just watched this cum shot collection.
I like the compilation videos. They're about 7 hours long. Gives me a good warm-up and then a cool-down at the end.
Oh, my God.
The real question, though, is who makes those fucking things? Like, who?
Rapist.
Think about it, okay? If you got a seven, let's just say it's a 2-hour compilation video, okay?
I've come across those. I'm like, what? Okay. I don't got 2 hours to do this.
Think about this, though. That means you had enough footage to find 2 hours worth of one specific thing in a video. So if it's like a cum shot compilation, dude, welcome to the podcast, by the way. If this is the first time you're listening to this, I apologize. But back to my point. If you're doing like let's PC it up a little bit. If you're doing a spray down compilation, all right, how many hours of video footage do you have to make a 2-hour video of just that one scene? I mean, you gotta have like a movie collection? You got like a, well, I guess a movie collection, right?
A plethora of it?
Yeah, but you gotta have a lot of it. Yeah. A lot of it. I'm like, holy crap. And secondly, who invests that kind of time? Or, all right, let me flip it around on you. Maybe let's do this half glass full, right? What if, wait, not half glass, it's more half full. Let's look at this half full. What if it's actually super beneficial because you're providing a service that's giving a lot of people a lot of pleasure? Maybe there's a positive in this. Maybe we need to stop looking at this like half glass.
Okay, the problem with that is I'm not a murderer, so I don't have 2 hours to just be like, oh, man, I gotta find 2 hours of this.
Maybe this is like a 4-month project for you. Like you log in, you go to that same video, and then just go where you took off from last time.
Like 10 minutes.
First of all, is
where I need you to you're done, be finishing you're, that's up. Good.
My point is, who watches a 2-hour video of just one specific thing? It's like oh, I like action movies, therefore I'm gonna watch like 2 hours of Michael Bay explosions and Transformers moving around, just compilated, just doing that shit, just explosions and movement and robots transforming and cameras panning and like you're just getting dizzy because all the angle shots and changes. It's like watching Batman vs Superman all over again, which you saw that shit movie 15 times. But anyways. Yeah, man, that's too much work. It's too much work. But once again, I haven't seen anything lately, so I can't give you anything. To me, the funniest line to date that I've ever heard was the one where that chick was just super into it. She was just like, dig that bone. And I was like, dig that bone. And I just started busting out laughing. And I was like, I'm not even trying to jerk off. This is just hilarious. This is it. This is comedy for me. This is
pretty funny.
This is like the next comedy special.
Sometimes you gotta just stop what you're doing and just be like, all right, this is.
You gotta just laugh. Yeah, man.
Sometimes your butt ass ain't good, but you gotta laugh.
Shit. Anyways, man, it's funny. I still say this. Like, some of the worst shit we say is stuff that is not like on the podcast. Like on the drive over here, we're saying some dumb shit. And I'm like, that would have been great for the podcast. But once again, to give you guys good audio quality, like I'm trying to, I have equipment I got to set up. It takes time. It takes setup. So it's just fucking funny, though.
Yeah, man. Ready for our next venture? Going to go hit the nightclubs.
Yeah, you're supposed to go with King Kai.
Yeah.
And hit the nightclubs.
We're going to get plastered.
And then come back and then report back and see what you heard, saw, experienced. You know, mm-hmm. I think that'd be a good podcast.
Choke some hoes out.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Put a little force pressure. Put a little Darth Vadering. A little Darth Vader action.
A little rear naked.
There you go. A little
choke slams. Some push you up against the wall. You know,
like the people's elbows. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do the Stone Cold Stunner every once in a while.
Yeah, man.
I got you. I know where you're going here. I got this.
Dude,
look at this couple inside this restaurant right here. If you turn around, you see them, and it's just the saddest fucking looking relationship ever. She's on her phone, and he's on his phone, and they're on the opposite ends of the bench, and they're just like done. And I think that bench behind them might be their kids, like all their kids. But they just look like they don't give a fuck that they're with each other.
Well, I was going to talk about our next venture a little bit more, but no, this is a good segue. So segue into dude, I've seen you so much. I don't even know where I saw this. I think it might have been yesterday when we were trying to film this.
We're trying to record this.
Film, record, it's all the same shit. We're trying to do this. We're at the Chipotle.
Right.
Which miraculously there was not a line.
Yeah, man.
Out the door. I was surprising. Which did you feel okay after eating that food yesterday?
I'm fine, but you got to remember that I eat like raw chicken and I'm fine. So it takes some fucked up shit to take me down. But apparently I can't run like a fucking normal human. So apparently that's my weakness.
There you go. Hey, it might have been the food. The
fucking food.
Yeah. I mean, I was okay mostly, but it was just a little bit off today, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing that's like, oh man, I need to, like, you know, call sick, but, you know.
Like, I'm shitting blood. Is that normal?
Yeah. You know.
It tells you how, like, I've always been curious how your body manages to, like, cauterize blood inside of you in order to seal everything up when everything's wet inside of you. I picture everything inside of people just being super wet, right? That's not a sexual joke, ladies. Calm down.
This comes from everything I saw on the Magic School Bus where they shrink down.
Yeah, everything's like moist and wet and stuff. How does blood dry up and harden? I mean, how don't you just internally not bleed out, right? There's some pre-med people right now being like, you fucking moron. Open a book. That's a good point. That's a good point, pre-med. I'm gonna
read. That's readings for Canadians.
Damn. Speaking of which, I got some more books I got to read, but
I knew you were gay.
Shit. Fuck, I am. I got no comeback for that. That's it. That's all I got. That's all it is.
You're like, here's this list. Call them.
Here's this list, dog. I got references. I'm now at that UI level. You know what I'm saying? That ultimate instinct. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call when you laying down that Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan dick, and then you're losing the battle, right? Maybe you finish or whatnot, and then you're just slowly losing it. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's like dun 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 dun. And then you come back with a vengeance, dog. You come back with the vengeance.
Put away, right?
You come back, fucking probably your pubic hair turns white. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is ultimate instinct level. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, that was too much.
How is this allowed on iTunes? How is this allowed on iTunes, dog? How is there not an email?
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm trying to advertise. How is this allowed on iTunes? How is it that, like, I'm not getting an email right now from iTunes being like, I'm sorry, sir, we can't have this on our service anymore. We'll be willing to refund you your money from your rendering site, but your hosting site, but we can't have this on here.
Is there, like, podcasts that, like, talk about hentai?
Yeah, well, Joey Diaz says some ridiculous shit. Like, he's talking about eating ass and doing coke rocks off of women. And yeah. I mean, it can't be as bad as me saying going Ultimate Instinct, right?
No, I don't think so.
Is that
how you fucked up your leg?
No, I fucked up my leg. My ankle's twisted. It's all bandaged up
like,
and shit.
I was giving that Super Saiyan dick like normal because, you know, it's my only setting.
That's it. That's all I got.
And then I heard a car pull up. And I was like, oh, bitch.
Your
man's home. So I jumped out the window. And in that jump,
my
foot hit the window ledge because I was three stories up.
Dude, that's a better story. See, that's what I needed. I needed a better story because people are going to be like, oh, how'd you fuck up your leg? And I want to be like, oh, I tried jogging and my fat ass rolled an ankle trying to jog, right? I didn't want to say that.
I was dyslexic.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. So that's a better story because my thought was like, oh, maybe I'll just be like, oh, yeah, no, these two dudes tried taking me out. And it's going to sound douchey if I'm like, I'm fighting off two dudes, right? But this is even better.
The whole end scene to Never Back Down, that part.
That's what happened. I was trying to win my title and some underground fighting league, and the guy got disconnected.
The whole movie of Mortal Kombat.
Which one am I, Luke Cage?
Any of them.
What's the dude that turns into the dragon?
Luke Kane.
That's the one I am. I turned into a dragon to fight Shao Kahn, who apparently turned into a dragon too for no fucking reason.
He turned to a gargoyle. I don't know, man.
Whatever.
I'll be
the fucking half horse, half fucking human guy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, the second movie is such dog shit.
It's dog shit, and it's like claymation.
Oh my god, there's another person coming over here, even more hobo-like than the third one.
I like how you're saying this like they're fucking zombies.
This person is on bath salts.
Oh, jeez. Well, look, if we need to, we'll spray him with this coffee and we'll run. And I'll limp. I'll limp away.
God, man. We're going to... I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, we need a spot, man. We need another green room.
Find a house.
We might have to.
Find a hotel room. And be like, oh, those gays have a... Which one you think's the bottom? Like, I don't care. Just as long as we get this recorded, I don't care which one.
Let's be real honest, dog. You be the bottom.
I don't care what they
think. Because, you know what I'm saying? I take you out. It's just the way it works.
I simply don't care.
It'd be like jail style.
I don't care. I just don't care what they think. I'm just trying to get this recorded, have some nice audio, just trying not to be molested, you know?
Is that something that worries you every night? Keeps you up at night?
Yeah, it is. I think that should be what everybody's worried about.
You should be like all those insecure guys we see all the time that just walk around on a shitload of steroids and with two guns on them and a couple of magazines for no fucking reason.
Tell them the story about the first guy we just saw walking around right now.
What? I don't know. Just a dude. Oh, he's all squared up. He's like that guy that walks like he's super swole and he's just stiff and he's just like moving with his shoulders. I was like, what are you doing? Squaring up to the cars coming at you?
He was just walking. I don't know where he's walking to. He was walking across the street. It's pretty busy for what time we're recording this at. And, yeah, he's just squaring up against nobody. And so he walked across two lanes of traffic, dodging cars, just squaring up against them. He walked into Applebee's. So I don't know if he found out his girl's cheating on him, and now he's...
Wow. He's going after her. He's, like, performing his own cheaters. He's like, I saw you.
I saw you with him.
You were kissing him.
Stephanie. You're cheating on me. Can't believe you... with this guy, just because he's hung like a donkey with 10 inches.
Oh, jeez. Hey, man.
You said 3 inches was normal.
10 inches is a whole lot of dong, son. 10 inches is like, hey, man, if you whip it out and it's 10 inches, you know a girl's going to be like, there's two kind of reactions I would assume a girl has. One of which is like, you know, savoring, like their saliva is just overproducing. They're like, yeah. Like when my fat fuck ass sees like a cake right now, I'm like, a cake. And what kind of cake is that? Tell me, how'd you make it? I just imagine it's like that, but instead of cake, it's like dick. Or you see a girl who's just like, oh, no, that ain't going to happen. But I feel like it'd be more of the first, the latter. Wait, is the latter the end of the first one? When somebody says the latter of the two.
It's the first one.
Yeah, so it'd be the latter of the two because 10 isn't bad, right? Like, I think most girls, no matter your size, you could take a 10.
Let me, my dick out. Let me see.
But if some dude comes out with a wallop, like a fucking, I don't know, like a fucking 13-incher. Now, women are going to double think that. They're gonna think twice about it. They're going to think twice about it.
13 is big, man.
Yeah, that's, man.
That's making me lightheaded right now.
That's like you got to power your body and that dick? And you got enough blood?
You got extra blood
in you.
You
got enough blood?
Yeah, a lot of blood.
What do you got, like a reserve for that thing? What do you got?
Like, sometimes they take blood from me, you know, when I go to the doctor. I'm like, you need all that blood? Like, I need that blood to drive home. Like, why you need all that blood? You don't need that much blood.
You know what it is, dog? They're probably taking blood from you to get to these guys just so they can power that dick.
Might be. I'm like, what kind of vampires are you feeding over there? Like, how much blood do you need to do these tests?
Ever since I saw that Blade movie where they would get those and they would sell them to give vampire blood, I'm like, how much blood do you need for somebody?
Yeah, they said my mom just got blood drawn, saying taken, like they held her down. Yeah, stabbed her in the night. Nah, my dad does that.
Damn. You told that story, right, in the podcast?
Yeah, I believe I have.
Fucking hilarious.
What was I saying? Oh, no, they said they took 8 vials of blood from her.
How many tests she having done?
All of them. Fuck. All the fucking tests.
Anyway, whenever they do something, they take at least 4. Whenever I go in there just for normal blood work, it's like 4. I'm like...
You're like, if they want me completely naked, I don't know.
What is up with this? Is this procedure? This procedure? What's going on here? Why is there a camera in here? What the fuck is going on? Why is there women looking through the window? Is this acceptable? This is not HIPAA compliant. This is violating my rules. Hurry up. Take that blood out, though. I want to finish this up. I got to eat that cake. I smell cake.
Did you touch me? Getting hard.
That almost reminded me of that time. It didn't almost. It did remind me. Remember that time that I remember I got a massage, and I was just like, this is awkward.
That was very recently.
Yeah, that was a couple months ago. Go back on a few podcasts, people. I got a massage, and I thought it was going to be some weird happy ending massage for some reason. I'm like, all right, do you really need to go that high up on the towel here?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
those are my balls. Stop.
You're supposed to massage my balls, lady.
Hey, Asian lady, don't wake the dragon.
Hey, when you wake it, it needs to get its gold. You know what I'm saying? It's got that fucking dragon from Lord of the Rings.
Here's a quick movie review because I keep saying I'm going to cancel Netflix. Still haven't done it.
Really?
Still got it, man. If you want to watch it.
What'd you get? What'd you watch?
So yesterday after we failed to...
Dude, by the way, before you start, that way I don't interrupt you. You gotta see that fucking show, Altered Carbon.
I'm not
gonna
watch that.
Why?
It seems like too much of a...
No, you like that shit. You like that fringe shit. You'll like that. Watch Altered Carbon. It's good. I highly recommend it.
All right, I'll give it a try. So I was like, I need some background noise while I put some stuff on eBay. So I was like, all right, what do I want to watch? I want to watch Jared Leto's movie he has on there. Have you seen it?
Which one?
The one where he's a white guy. Well, he's a white guy, but the one where he's in Japan and he's a Yakuza member.
Oh,
it's called Outsider.
Was that the one where he's supposed to be an Asian guy? He's playing an Asian guy?
No, he's not playing an Asian guy.
Gotcha, okay.
Just people will freaking throw a fit over every...
I've heard of it. I just don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's called Outsider. I guess he saved a Yakuza member's life in prison. Because, you know, he's not a complete asshole.
Okay.
So he just saved that person's life and wasn't looking, like, for a reward or anything. So the Asian dude was like, oh, when you get out... My people will take care of you because I'm like a high-ranking member in the Yakuza. And so that's what he did. He traveled to Japan and they're taking care of him. And so, you know, him being Jared Leto, he bangs a bunch of women and he gets into fights.
And that's the whole point of the movie? He just gets saved by a Yakuza? Or?
Well, and it follows him in the Yakuza doing Yakuza shit.
Oh, so he joins the Yakuza.
Yeah, he joins it.
He becomes a gang member.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing that I think about, like, if... Because Japan is one of my bucket lists. Like there's, like, 3 places in the world I want to visit. And then after that, I don't give a fuck. Everything else is just bonus, right? Like, Japan's probably number one.
Mm-hmm.
There's some others, but they're not coming to me at the moment. But there's some others.
Yeah,
right?
Like, one, have dirty bathroom sex at Walmart.
In a Walmart?
Yeah.
You got to go, if you're going to do that, though, you got to go to the, electronics bathroom. Yeah, those bathrooms are way cleaner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's nobody in those.
Yeah.
And you got to go late at night.
Yeah,
if you're looking for that fantasy, people, I got you. No. Do that at this time.
Also, Kohl's dressing rooms, man. Those are always empty.
No, you know what the ultimate, like, possibility of getting caught dressing room is?
What?
The Gap. Because I think the Gap has their dressing rooms. They're like literally little tunnels and throughout the thing. And you just close a curtain. And they're in the middle of everything. Have you not seen those?
Not the Gap. I'm a
Old
straight
Navy.
Man.
Old Navy.
I'm a straight person. I've never gone into a
the Gap. And the Old Navy, same shit. No, it's not. I'm thinking of the store in my head. It's the one right here off of where I used to live. It's Old Navy. Yeah, it's Old Navy. Old Navy's the one that's like that. So if you go in there... Back at least, you know, I haven't gone to Old Navy in years, but there's fucking like a tube looking thing, and you just step in and you close the curtain, and it's in the middle of everything. So if you do it like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. The only downside is that the curtain doesn't go all the way to the floor. So you can see there's feet in there.
Yeah.
So if you try to like sneak in there and get a little something, like, yeah, I mean, how are you going to hide the feet?
You have to do 69 action. Straight 69.
You got to be like the bro-leg dude who like picks up the chick and just 69s her, just holding her the whole time.
Yeah.
We made that joke a couple months ago about how whenever you see that in porn, you see the dudes that hold it for 2 seconds. Veins are popping out and shit. They're struggling. They're like, I need to hold this for 2 seconds. It's under contract.
Yeah. Speaking of people banging in the bathroom, some of my coworkers were... I guess he said he went to... They got done with work. They were working late because, you know, they work late sometimes at the events that we have. So it was like they got done like at 10 or 11 and then they went out drinking, of course. And then so.
Were you mad because they didn't invite you?
No, I was not mad.
No, I got you. OK, go ahead.
And I was asleep at that time already. I think he said it was like 1, so they went, or like 2, something late like that. And I was like, jeez, I wouldn't have showed up. So I said they went to Denny's, I think. And so...
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
So they stick to the floor? Did they have to leave the shoes there?
No.
They just unzipped the shoes and walked out? It's fucking worse than movie theaters.
They went to Denny's, and so they were like, he was like, I got to wash my hands, because, you know, I'm you're out, you got to wash your hands, whatever, before they ordered. You know, we don't really do that because we're not, you know, nasty fucks. So he went to the restroom and he walked in there, men's restroom. And in the restroom, there was 2 people making out. Some
like
guy
in a
chick.
Stall or just
no,
right
just
there.
Right there on the sink.
Damn, son, locked the door.
And he was like, excuse me, I'm trying to wash my hands.
And they're like, yeah, that's right.
He was like, they were like, sorry. They left.
I'm so savage. I would have been like, nobody's stopping you, bro. There's 4 sinks here. I'm only taking up 1.5.
Well, I guess.
Go to the other one. Don't oversplash me and shit. I'm busy.
I guess it was one of those little ones.
There's only 1 sink. I'd have been like, look, I don't give a fuck, dog. I'm going to be in the stall. When you get out of here, do 2 knocks on the door so I know to come back on that sink.
Man, that's nasty, man. You know how many people shit are there? It was 2 o'clock in the morning. You know how many people shit are there all day?
At Denny's, yeah, man. That's fucking disgusting. I'm thinking those nice Walmart bathrooms.
No.
Yeah,
no,
man.
We went to the new Walmart bathrooms because they just redid all those. Like,
oh, yeah, those are nice.
Like, we going into the ones on...
The ghetto area? Yeah, probably not good. Yeah, man, bathroom sex, I don't know why. It's just not my thing. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm like, I'm having flashbacks trying to like fucking nom. I'm having flashbacks, dog.
Yeah, man, I slayed so much pussy I can't recall.
But I've done it. It's just not my thing. And it's way better when it's like somebody's house versus public ass bathrooms. So you're just
I would
like,
think so. When a trucker hasn't fucking unloaded his shit, like literally.
You're over here like, I really want this girl, but I'm losing consciousness right now. This isn't cool. This dude just left and he threw a bomb up in this bitch.
I think this guy had Taco Bell.
Oh. And he hadn't gone to the bathroom in 4 days.
Yeah, man, I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Hey, gross.
Man, teach his own. You're into...
Gross.
You're into weird shit.
Did I tell you how I broke a sink in a bathroom once?
Yeah, he's just bragging.
I broke his sink, dog. It was one of those fancy, you know, those fancy sinks, the ones that are almost like a big old bowl that gets put on
pedestal ones.
Yes, but it was like a normal sink, so it had like a normal table like this, but then it had like a big circle bowl, and then, you know, the faucet would pour into it. It was like a fancy fucking whatever, and I remember it was like, it was also caulked at the bottom. They used like that caulking, not like a dick, ladies.
Yeah, like that was what I was doing.
That's what I was trying to do, and I remember I was going to town, right? I was lighting it up like fireworks on 4th of July, and then I remember being like, I'm kind of slipping on this tile floor a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm losing traction here. You know what I'm saying?
Should have took my socks off.
You know what I'm saying? That's the worst, by the way. Anyways, I'm losing traction. Like this. Right? And so, this dude's in a fucking suit. Anyways, I'm losing traction. And then I remember grabbing the sink and using that for leverage.
Fuck, dude. Fucking Edward from Twilight? What
yeah,
the fuck?
Man. I don't fuck around. And I remember by the end of it, the fucking sink, the sink bowl
like,
was rocking.
Oh, man. That looks like you need some repair. I got a guy. You need
I'm like,
number?
Hey, I need one of those caulking guns to room number 1121. I'll redo it for you guys. Don't worry about it. I did that one time. I was like, damn, that's not good. Sink worked perfectly, though. It was just a little loose.
That's funny. Yeah, man, we are all over the place with this.
All over the place, man. Good stories.
I had a thought that I didn't get to finish like 20 minutes ago and shit. What
the fuck are we talking about? That dude came out of that car this late at night in a fucking suit.
He's a murderer, that's why.
Probably, yeah. Anyways.
I had like two thoughts. We saw those people. That was one thought. That was a segue from like earlier. Didn't get to finish it. Then I was telling you about the movie. We just fucking jumped.
Oh, that's right. I hear people again. What the fuck? Somebody's crawling up on me again?
Oh, my God. A whole bunch of random kids in the back of a truck. That's going to lead to great situations.
Please let them fall.
I was hoping they were going to take that bump really fast. Anyways. So what's going on with you, dog?
All right. Back to the movie I saw on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. The one with Jared Leto.
No, I want to see that one, but it's like 2 hour movie. Because I was saying I need background noise because we finished up early last night.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need some background noise. So, So I was like, I need some background noise. So I was going through Netflix and there's a Godzilla movie. It's like an animated one. And I was like, that'll do. And I put it on. It's all subtitled straight from J-Pan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And first I wasn't paying attention. And then I started paying attention. It was pretty good.
That guy did not order food. He just killed somebody and walked off casually.
He just washed his hands of the murder. Creep. And so quick summary of the movie. Apparently Godzilla had woken up back in our time in 2017, and then a whole bunch of monsters had woken up first, so he woke up and I guess he was fighting them all, but then humanity started going crazy and trying to kill him, so he started killing everybody in humanity, so he started murking everybody, so humanity's like, we can't take this dude, we're kind of screwed. And then aliens showed up and were like, hey, we can help you kill Godzilla because he's your greatest enemy if you give us some of your resources.
Want some gold?
No, they wanted water and like something else, like lava or some shit like that. So I said, sure. So they made the helicopter's coming first. So they
flashbacks.
So they wanted so they did, they gave it to him. So they made Mecha Godzilla.
Oh, fuck.
And so I guess they're trying to get it to work, but Godzilla found out where that was.
He fucked that up.
He fucked it up before they even got it activated. So I guess he kept killing everybody, and their last option was to go into outer space colonies. And so
humans left the fucking planet?
All of them. He was murking everybody, man. everything. They couldn't do anything. And then what really pissed them off, they shot like 30 nuclear bombs at him. That pissed him off. He didn't appreciate that.
I never understood how Godzilla movies just didn't get played out. Like, it's always the same shit. Godzilla's up. They think he's the enemy. They attack him. But then some other fucking creature comes out of someone's asshole. And then Godzilla saves the world by taking down that creature. And then, like, everybody thanks him and he goes to sleep. But it's like, dude, they made, like, 19 movies with 19 monsters.
And then
how are they going to do it with King Kong? Like, is he going to fucking fight King Kong? And then all of a sudden another creature is going to come out. And they're going to have to team up together to fight that ultimate creature.
Yeah, I think so. Probably like, Rodan. Rodan's going to show up. Rodan's the one with 3 dragon heads.
I'm like, and then what? Like, then you have Godzilla and King Kong versus, like, every other monster. Like, I
think King Kong normally stays on his island. Like, that's his thing. He protects that one island. So, if you're looking at... Well, I was going to give you a Dragon Ball reference. Not everybody watches that, so that's not going to work. So, if you're looking at that, he just protects that one island. King Kong is that one island.
But he's going to have to get bigger if he's going to go up against Godzilla.
Yeah, they said in the King Kong movie he wasn't fully grown yet. So, and then Godzilla protects, like, the whole planet. So, there you go.
I don't know why those movies just don't interest me. Like, I didn't see King Kong, but yet I see stuff like fucking Pacific Rim, and I'm like, oh, shit, getting destroyed.
But that movie I saw was pretty good. Long story short, they come back down to Earth. Apparently, they hit a time portal. It jumped them 20,000 years into the future. Even though it had only been 20 years for them, it was 20,000 years for everybody, or 20,000 years till they hit Earth again. So they came back 20,000 years in the future, and like there was like plants and everything that took over. So they fought Godzilla again. They thought they killed him. What turns out, it might have only been that robot Godzilla, because they blew it up. They blew him up. And you're like, oh, there's going to be, like, you know, blood and everything. It wasn't anything. They're like, what? That's weird. Wasn't the blood and shit? They're like, who cares? He's dead. And then, like, 2 minutes later, when everybody's high-fiving, a whole mountain starts moving. Real Godzilla wakes up. And he just fucks all the shit up. Kills all the humans. And that Godzilla is super powerful. He murks them, man. He's like Super Saiyan, God Super Saiyan of Godzilla's. It's crazy.
Interesting.
It's pretty good, though. If you need to waste, like, 90 minutes, and you want to feel fancy and artsy, watch that one. It's pretty good.
I got so many shows I'm watching that it's like I don't got time. I got a list of shit I'm catching up on.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to knock out some stuff on Netflix. I got it. I keep saying I'm gonna delete it, but every time I say, oh, I'm going to delete it on something, I always find something. I'm
telling you, dude, watch Ultra Carbon. It's good. But you have a tendency, if I tell you something good, you think it's fucking, like, going to blow you good. It's not, like, nothing's ever going to be, it's going to blow you good. But, dude, the fucking murderer just parked his car across 4 lanes and shit for no reason.
He's waiting for his hooker, man. Give him a break. Jeez.
Anyways. Yeah, but it's good. I highly recommend Altered Carbon, especially if you're into sci-fi shit.
I'll see if I get there.
Anyways, what else you got, dog? What else is going on with you?
Oh, we're other topic. That I wanted to talk about, like, geez, 30 minutes ago. How far are we in this thing? Like, an hour? Man,
don't worry about it. We're only, like, 30 minutes in, I think. You're good. Right. You're good, dog.
Hey, man, the real question is, when's that street sweeper going to come through here?
Oh, that's right. We haven't seen that guy in a while. He used to be our late reference.
So, the other thing... Man, my ass hurts.
The fuck, dog?
My ass cheek hurts. I gotta start rolling again.
Walk around and shit. Get some blood in that.
Big ass roach right there. Trying to have sex with my leg.
A roach?
Yeah.
Ugh, step on that shit.
I ain't stepping on that shit.
Yeah, man. Get that crunchy sound on the microphone.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, oozes out like goo. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You all right, dog? Yeah. Fucking...
No, remember yesterday when we were at King Kai's?
I'm the one fucking limp-ass leg, and you're over here stretching like you got hurt.
No, remember when we were at King Kai's yesterday, and we were actually being professional business guys and trying to do work there?
Yeah.
I hit my knee on the coffee table.
I remember that.
And...
You're fucking snooping and shit, and you hit your knee.
Snooping. I wasn't snooping.
You're fucking.
They were giving me
free all the information. Shit. You're over
free
your
information, man.
Sticking your ear out and shit, hoping that people fucking say some shit. You're like, oh, what? What did I just hear? Who just got that pie life? Look at that roach, man. That thing is fucking clearing distance.
Yeah, man.
Fucking creepy how high off the ground those things get with those little bitch-ass legs.
Yeah, man. You saw Starship Troopers. You know. You know what's up.
Dude, that'd be the fucking worst. If that shit happened, that'd be the worst. Because fucking bugs reproduce like more... I was going to say more better.
More bugs?
They reproduce... Dude, oh, I can't even talk. I'm stuttering and shit. They reproduce like faster than anything.
Yeah. No, but I hit my knee on the table, and that's a big-ass table they got, so...
Hey, man, maybe you should fucking, you know, toughen up your knee and shit. Start just kneeing metal and slowly work your way up.
Yeah, that might be a thing that I do.
Like those Muay Thai people.
Anyways, you were talking about those people earlier in there. They're still in there?
No, they're gone. That family, that sad, sad family that was on their phone, living vicariously through other people's lives, are now back to living their own lives, hopefully.
Probably just waiting for Monday where they can cheat on each other again.
Wow.
What? No?
Where they could sneak out of the office for...
Quick blow.
Quick blow?
Quick blow job. Quick,
I guess.
Quick, muff dive.
Muff dive? Jeez. Come back to work. Anyways.
That Huckleberry Hound.
There you go. That's gotta be a shirt too. And it's gonna be like a hand flicking like a dog that looks like a fucking hound dog. Like a, what is it? A bloodhound.
Yeah.
It's a fucking, it's just flicking
flicking the nose.
Yeah, man. That's exactly what the next shirt is. Man,
I'm gonna see if that's taken on Urban Dictionary. Anyways, no, I saw that when we were eating at Chipotle yesterday too. I should have given
that fucking cockroach my bread. Probably would have taken it all.
Bread.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Is that what they eat?
They eat everything, dog. It's a cockroach. They eat shit. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Roaches work. Anyways, we saw a couple. They were doing that same thing at Chipotle. They were on their phones, just looking at their phones.
It's called a 7-year itch, son. It's called a 7-year itch.
Dude,
when guys are like fantasizing about that Instagram hoe and the girls fantasizing about that male Instagram hoe, and they're just all just being like, hey, tonight when we have our forced Thursday night sex session, we're going to pretend like we're different people.
Wow. Yeah, man. And that's just the worst, dude. That's terrible.
Dude, whenever I see those scenes in comedies, because they always do that in comedies where it's like the married couple that's like, all right, well, we agreed every Thursday we'd always have sex. And then, like, it's always the most depressing fucking thing you've ever had.
Oh, do you like that? Isn't it good?
I'm like, dude, if that's really happening, man, that's a goddamn red flag. That's a red flag.
Yeah, it is.
Especially because the way the male psyche works. It's such a fucking problem.
Oh, and we saw them yesterday, and they just looked depressed. And then that reminded me that, like, every time I go to Chipotle, which is quite often.
Yeah, because of me.
Yeah. I always see somebody, or always a couple, that looks just depressed like that. They're always on their phones. They're not talking to each other.
I think that's a symptom of our society, though, right? Like, everybody's on their fucking phones.
But they're always at Chipotle. They're always outside. They're always staying outside, though.
Look,
why you guys sit outside? Sit in the corner.
I'm an administrator for like 19 Instagram pages, all right? And I'm not as on my phone as much as other people are.
Yeah.
I'm a goddamn professional, all right?
Mm.
I'm a goddamn professional. I have my personal one. I have my business one. I have my funny one. I have my RedTube one. I have my Patreon one. I have my super secret Twitter link where you give me money for random shit. I got my YouTube one. I got my irate twerking video one.
I got Snapchat twerking one.
I got so many Instagrams and I don't spend that much time on it. Hit me up with those twerking videos though. I'm just kidding. Tag me on your twerking video and I'll rate it from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Dude, that was almost like that meme you sent me where it's just like the guy was saying, it was like a Twitter post and the guy was like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast Well, what do you say? Irate.
Oh yeah, irate up and coming porn stars like they're.
That's funny.
That's NBA funny. Players.
For a while, I wanted to do a segment on this podcast where we would like take a premise of a porn movie and then try to PG it up as best as we can, but while still describing what the plot of the story was.
I could probably do that.
That would be hilarious.
I say we start with Playmate of the Apes.
Playmate of the Apes. Oh, shit. That's awesome title. Sometimes I get jealous of how good those and funny those titles are. What is it? They almost crashed. That sure Jeep would have won that one. That beat up Accord is not going to win that fight.
Anyways, yeah, man. Chipotle is where relationships go to die, man. That's where they go.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah, man.
I disagree, man. I think
where they go? Oh, Cheesecake McDonald's. Factory?
I think McDonald's.
Cheesecake Factory?
Ugh. I've been in those situations at Cheesecake Factory. No joke. I've been in those situations at a Cheesecake Factory. So much so that now you say Cheesecake Factory and I'm like, I'm okay if I never eat there again.
Oh, shit. They're playing that fire song, son.
What are they playing?
Tell me where you've been. I know what you did last summer. Don't lie to me. There's no other. What?
What happened to them? That was a good song. And then, like, their other... Shawn Mendes is doing good, right? He's doing good.
I mean, come on. Like,
what happened to her, though?
Camembo? She got songs on the radio, so, yo.
They're not very good.
They're not good, but they're really popular.
Yeah, but they're not good. So I'm saying, what happened? Which, by the way, is one of the very first songs I've heard in a very long time where it's actually the girl cheating and not the guy. Right?
That's because, you know why?
Why?
It's because real life, that's what it is.
Oh, what are you trying to say, dog? You trying to say women are the cheaters?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Because women about that whole life.
Somebody smoking. Look. I'm starting to think that women cheat. Totally. I'm not going to say. Do you think they cheat as much as men?
Yeah.
You think so? Maybe. Maybe. I'm not going to go as far as to say that. But I will say that they're often, they get caught a lot less. All right, son. We'll do a sing-along. And then you do the girl's part.
I'm already doing his part.
I just think guys don't get caught.
I think guys get caught more often. I would say they probably do.
And I think women just are always asking way more questions.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, but I do think women do cheat, man.
Women do cheat. It's true.
I think that's always like a double standard, right? Like we're talking to King Kai, and King Kai was talking about, which by the way. You know, everybody's always talking about double standards and how things are unfair for women. But I'm like, dude, there is some benefits to being a chick, right? Like, we're talking about, King Kyle was talking about her crazy night out and like, making out randomly with a stranger. But if, like, I would just force myself up on some chick, I mean, that's jail time, dog.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not equal at all.
Bubbles and Gregory were talking about with us. They were like, we can't do that. We can't be like, oh, just go kiss random chick.
Yeah,
we
it doesn't do work that way.
We'd be in jail. And he was like, yeah. And she was like, well, it has to be drunk. I'm like, no, if we do that, we'd be
that's
in super
worse,
jail.
Yeah.
We'd be in super jail. I was
that's
like,
even worse.
Oh, fuck, super jail. Shit had me rolling for some reason. I don't know. It's like, yeah, no, that makes it worse. That does, in fact, make it worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's not equal in that sense at all.
No, but I do think. Men and women, they probably cheat about the same. I think men just get caught a lot more.
I think guys aren't good as like covering their tracks, probably.
I am.
There you go, dog.
I don't brag, but
you don't want to brag, but you know what you're doing?
Hey, I'm gonna give everybody steps to be a good cheater.
Okay, here we go.
Ruben steps to cheating. Three simple steps.
Okay.
Could be more, depending.
Could be more. Jeez. Yeah. All right. Come on with a book near to a store near you, right?
First thing, you got to deny every single thing you do. Ask me a question.
Did you have Carl's Jr. today?
Nope. Went to Starbucks.
Oh, really? And you didn't get Starbucks or Carl's Jr. after that?
Nope.
Not at all, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Can we keep asking you questions?
Mm-hmm.
So, what else did you do today?
Well, I went to Starbucks. Was at Applebee's for a while. Place sucks.
So you're just building to your lie. You're just continuing.
Yeah, you gotta build. You gotta build an illusion around it, man. You gotta build a whole nother story.
So what if they're like, "Let me see that Applebee's receipt"?
Oh no, my boss paid for it. My male boss paid for it.
What'd you eat at Applebee's?
Appetizers, chicken wings.
What flavor?
I think it was like barbecue or some shit. I don't know.
How do you not know? Barbecue is pretty popular. It's a pretty easy flavor to pick out.
That's why you're saying barbecue.
But you're like, oh, I don't know, it's barbecue.
Or some shit, or yeah.
Some shit. How many wings?
You know, I'm pretty fat right now, so it's probably like 10. Because at Applebee's, they got this thing where they just keep bringing the appetizers.
I like how you're just building upon this. Okay, that's tip all number right. one. What's tip number two?
Tip number two, you got to delete all your text messages every single time.
Dude, but see, that sometimes like looks guilty when it's not. Like, I delete my text messages all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For no fucking reason.
That's
you know,
right.
You know what it is? It's because I'm super OCD. Like, I don't like having emails in my inbox.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get those bitches out.
That's right.
So, but
see, that's why you got to start doing that. So when your shit looks, so when your significant other looks at that, it won't be out of the ordinary that your shit's deleted.
Yeah, I think it looks way more like a red flag when you got Pizza Hut calling you at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's just like, or like a... You got like a hey text message from Pizza Hut at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's like,
see,
what?
I can't have that. Can't have that. See, and if it's just a random number popping up and not fucking Applebee's, then you'd be like, oh, that's the fucking wrong number.
I was listening to the radio one time and they were having that show where it's like they do second date update where it's like, oh, what happened? Why did we break up or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl will say that like after they were dating for like 2 years, and after 2 years of dating, he still didn't have her number saved in his phone. It was still coming up like a regular number.
That's right.
I was like, damn.
That's right.
That dude's keeping it loosey-goosey. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucking, that's right. That's a fucking mechanic term, loosey-goosey.
That's right.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
See, educational podcast. This
that's
is
right.
why we're on educational part
right.
of iTunes.
That's right. You got
teaching you guys mechanics.
So there you go. Number one, and deny everything. You gotta start building a whole nother reality, man. Like
okay.
Like the Matrix and shit.
How do you keep shit together?
Then number two was you gotta delete all that shit.
Okay.
And then number three, you gotta not get caught.
That's its own just one, right?
That's its own one, man.
Okay, I got you.
Can't get caught up in your own lies and shit. Now, if you would have asked me, so you went to Applebee's. Wait, let me do it right. So you went to Applebee's, huh? Yeah, I did. So what'd you have? I had spicy chicken. I mean, chicken wings. Oh, you had what? Were you with that one bitch again? See, you fucked up already. Can't do that.
This is all seeming like a lot of fucking work to me.
Hey, man, you trying to fuck up on your girl or your man? You gotta do extra work.
So basically what you're telling, though, is you're teaching guys how to do this because girls are already really good at this.
Girls are already scandalous as hell, so they know how to do it.
Just remember, you can send all your complaint emails to Ruben's email, thatdudereuben@yahoo.com, you know what I'm saying? Or just send him a DM on his Instagram, which is linked down below.
There you go. Any of those work. Hey, man.
It's fucking hilarious.
Educational right there.
I guess.
Hey, man. No, chicks are just better at details. That's
it just comes off. It comes off more honest when you have details.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. All those details do need to be there.
Sorry, second of me is just getting those flashbacks from that bathroom break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a little nut came out.
I don't know about that.
Like, oh, man. That was tight.
That was fun. That was a good time.
That was that 19-year-old one. It's like
that was a good time.
It's like that tight lid at Starbucks when you push a straw through there.
It's just like, oh, gluk.
You're like, oh, man. It didn't go through there the first time.
Yeah, let me force it through a little bit more.
Yeah, you know when you put that green little stir through the little hole right there?
Little hole, yeah, man.
Yeah, like
I get you.
Like,
I get
oh,
you.
Oh, wow.
Like,
this was made for
There's
me.
There's friction in here. What's
going
on here?
Like, this was made for me.
Tight.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof.
I need to back out a second. I need to catch my breath.
You're like, hold on. I'm trying to keep it so I'm not fitting to bust anytime soon. Hold on.
Hold on. Let me go down on you for 90 minutes.
Jeez.
Then I'll be ready.
You're like, set the timer.
Yeah. Then I'll be ready for another stroke.
I'm like, next to you on the bed on the nightstand, you'll see a kitchen timer. Set that for 90 minutes.
Set that for 90 minutes. Then I'll be ready for one more stroke.
Oh, man. It reminds me of that fucking 10-incher and 13-incher conversation we had like fucking 20 minutes ago where I'm like, just thinking about that, I'm like, yeah. Dude's probably hitting fucking walls, man. Like, they're hitting like the end wall. 13 inches?
Hitting stomach?
Yeah, man.
Hitting that Applebee's we had.
You know, I think I got... So I remember months and months and months ago when we were doing like weekly questions to ask women.
Yeah.
And we kind of did it last week when I asked the whole shoe thing.
Yeah,
which most girls exciting. Were like, yeah, no, let the dude fucking spray down. Let a dude send some... what's that shit that goes on top of cinnamon rolls? The fucking glaze? Draw some glaze on the feet for some shoes, right? Right? While... Dude, that's even better. That's the next shirt. It's like a like
shoe
like
glaze, foot glaze,
the foot glaze. Yeah, man. That's a dude. This is perfect. We got Pie Life. We got shoe glaze. We got a candy canin. We got a pillow dick. What do you need from us? We're giving you all kinds of fire material here. Anyways, I just fucking hit my knee that I biffed.
See?
Anyways,
see, this feel good, does it?
No. What are I talking about? Oh yeah. So most chicks
foot
were saying
glaze, apparently.
The foot glaze. Was a go if they get fancy shoes. I guess it's not that big of a problem, right? Because, like, as a chick, you just, like, you know, penguin waddle over to the bathroom and, like, rinse off your feet. I guess you got to do, like, some more uncomfortable shit. What if a guy was like, oh, yeah, no, I need to suck your toes? I guess that's still not fine. A big deal for girls, right?
No, I think that's fine, right?
I think if you're talking about fucking Louis Vuitton shoes, most girls are going to be like, yeah, no, you want me to fucking jerk you off of my feet? It's going to be cool, all right? Louis Vuittons. Yeah, but remember back in the day when we were doing questionnaires, and one of them was, I lost my train of thought, because that gigantic fucking cockroach right there, god damn, that thing's big.
Dude, that thing's squaring up.
Yeah, it is. It's like on his fucking back legs for some reason.
He's fitting a bust. Dude, we ain't coming here anymore.
No, man, this place is...
Oh, fuck! It flipped over, I heard it.
He's trying to get on in the glass. Anyways, I forgot what my question. What was the questions that we asked before? It was like, we're asking fucking questions, and I remember one thing I wanted to go back on. Oh, that's right. We're talking about what would chicks prefer? Would they prefer like a 13-incher or like a dude that's just like a fire hydrant thick? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that girth. And I think most women that I talk to post-podcast agree that they'd rather have, I think, the girth versus the length.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're doing the girth, it's probably just like that situation where the dude's just like, good job, jerk ass, ruined my audio. It's just like when dudes are just, you know, sliding in, they're like, oh, give me a minute, give me a minute.
Yeah,
literally just splitting open a fucking peanut and shit like in half. You know what I'm saying?
Probably like
ribbing.
That.
It's like when you buy, you know, when you're like really into baseball. And you're like, oh, man, I got a game this weekend. I'm going to buy a new glove. But when you buy a new glove and it's all stiff and shit and just hard, and you're like, man, this is uncomfortable. I gotta break this bat in. Or I got to break this glove in. And you got to fold it, and then you wrap it in rubber bands, or then you, like, hit it with some shit, and then you put some oils on it to soften it up. Yeah, that's what that dude probably has to do. He has to break it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he has to warm it up, man. Christian Grey? He can't just one stroke it.
That movie was so disturbing. Did you ever see the rest of those?
No, I never did.
I know you were super into them by like the first one.
I read what happened. I was like, I kind of got to see how this plays out. I never did.
You want to see how the drama played out? You all right, man? You're looking like that knee is about to blow on you.
Yeah, it's about to blow.
Your fucking your kneecap's about to just need that Anakin kneecap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this like stone fucking... chair is not helping.
But you're not supposed to tiger knee the fucking stone table.
Well, no, just the stone chair itself.
Oh, because it's so hard?
Yeah.
That's what she said. What?
Nice.
What? Gotta throw that in there. Anyways.
I actually did have a question of the week.
Oh, what's the question of the week?
Can we go to the car? Is that humanly possible?
Why? Why do you want to go to the car?
Because my fucking knee hurts
is
really
bad. Is
that
bad?
It's pretty bad, man.
Fuck. Oh.
Your knee better? You good? You all right?
My knee is better now. Yeah.
You got your vagina no longer crying?
Yeah, man. I don't know what the hell that was about.
You got to stretch, dog. Get some deep squats in every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Get some blood in that bitch.
I think that might have been the problem. All the blood was stopping at my ass.
What the fuck is up with the popos?
GTA.
No kidding.
Vice City.
Anyway, so you're saying, what were we talking about?
Oh, I had a question of the week. So.
Oh, it's a question of the week.
So, personal experience here. How deep is too deep? No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's gotta hit that back wall, son. Gotta go for the back wall.
When there's resistance.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, so give you the quick backstory. I was talking to this girl at my new job.
Yeah.
We weren't really like talking, but whenever she sees me or whatever, like she's been really friendly or whatever.
Yeah, like, dog, like, hit it up.
Like just, you know, kind of going out of her way to be friendly. And we were working at the same place the other day, which was it's kind of, that doesn't really happen too often because we're in two different departments. So, you know, it was cool. So we were talking for a while.
Right.
And, you know, completely just not doing our jobs because, you know, that's how we do. And so we were doing it. And then I saw two of the people I was in charge of about to fuck something up. So I was like, oh, shit, those two guys are about to fuck this up. I got to leave. And so I went to go take care of that problem. And then...
And you came back. She's blowing some other dude.
I mean, not that, but she was gone. So I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't think nothing of it because, you know, we're working.
Okay.
So that was like on Tuesday, I believe. And so the rest of the week, whenever I would see her, whenever she would see me, she'd normally be like, oh, hey, what's up? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, making small talk. The rest of the week, she didn't say shit to me.
Like she saw you and just hasn't said anything to you?
Yeah, yeah.
So how would you do? What details are you leaving out? Were you like, hey, bitch, I got tickets going?
No, I'm not leaving out any. That was the whole story. So I don't know if she's, what is this?
Sometimes women get upset when they don't, like, get what they expect out of things, right? What I mean by that is, like, I don't know if I've told this story. So one time, back in college, I used to, you know what I'm saying, I used to go to the gym in college, trying to get yoga to... And I remember there was a girl there that I remember she had just shit form. I was like, I need to correct her because she's gonna get hurt, right?
Fuck that. Take her to Stamp City. Let her visit it herself.
So I remember one time I was like, hey, you know, you probably don't want to do it that way. Do it this way. And she's like, oh, thanks, appreciate it. Like she didn't know shit about lifting, and she was like, oh, I appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ah, don't worry. If you ever need something, let me know. And then ever since then, she would, like, talk to me, and she would want to hang out. She, like, you know, want to kind of, like, work in with me and shit. And I was like, ah, that's cool. You know, I didn't think anything of it. You know me, man. I'm so fucking oblivious to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I spent half the amount of time, all right, thinking about fucking the way I'm going to eat, and I applied that
to the, like, way I'm going to eat.
To apply that to, like, how I should discuss shit with women, how I should approach women, and man, I'd be super productive with dating. But fuck, man, I'm such a fat fuck, that's my priority. But anyways, I remember, like, her being like, oh no, we should go running sometime. And I was like, running, what the fuck is that, right? But it was like, that's her way of being like, oh, you know, we should hang out. And I was like, I didn't get the signs because I'm a fucking moron, right? So I remember one time she was just like, oh, well, we should hang out this weekend, come over to my place and watch some movies or whatever. And I was like, cool, that sounds like my kind of shit, right? Because I'm not, back in the day, I wasn't living so far out that way. So I wasn't going to drive all the way to BFE just to go running and then come back home, right? But in all reality, it probably would have been worth it because we wouldn't have been running. We would have been, you know,
you would have been running some dick up in her.
But I remember roughly around the same time when we were supposed to hang out, she had some fucking, some sickness she had or some shit. Like, she had, like, some skin.
She had the AIDS.
She had, like, some skin fucking sickness or something. Like, she had a skin infection, I think is what it basically was. And I remember, like, we were at her place watching a movie. And I think in hindsight, you know, hindsight being 20/20, I remember very, very fucking vividly thinking, oh, yeah, dude, she totally wanted me to make a move, right? But I didn't want to make a move because I was like, dude, she's got some sick skin shit. Like, what if I'm going to town and all of a sudden, like, that shit rips open and pus and mucus comes out? Because, by the way, in my defense, she had mentioned before how like he had some pus and skin and situations happening. I don't know, man. But I was like, first of all, none of that shit's sexy. Don't bring that up. Secondly, I'm not trying to fuck you and all of a sudden you disintegrate like some fucking witch when you throw water on her. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not what I was into. And so I didn't make a move. And we went to have, you know, went to get some food. We saw, I don't even know what shit movie we saw. But, I mean, it was like 11, and I think she was kind of like, oh, I'm going to get some sleep, which is totally the chick thing of being like, hey, man, you didn't make a move, so you got to get the fuck out, which I was like, I respect. And I left, right? After that, never saw her again. And when I sent her a text message, she, like, never replied to it. Damn. She never was at the gym again. She never fucking, like, I never heard from her ever again. And I wasn't going to go back to her place. But I remember thinking, I'm like, dude, I would have totally, you know, laid some dick if you weren't fucking, you know, bleeding out of orifices and shit. You know what I mean? Like I would have waited till you were a little better. So, you know, if you're hearing this now, a girl that will never hear this podcast, just letting you know, I would have, if you just, first of all, ladies, this is why I always say, you got to let motherfuckers know what you're looking, like what you want, what you don't want, because then you're just assuming some dumb motherfucker like me is going to know what you want. That's just stupid. It's stupid. It's almost as stupid as my stupidity for not making the move. It's almost as stupid for you to assume that stupid men know what you want, right? That's my defense. But secondly, that's just the thing. Like, if girls don't get what they want, sometimes they disappear. Or maybe they're insulted because you didn't make a move like me in that situation. I don't know, man. But that's another reason why I tell you your long game bullshit is just that. Bullshit. You need to make that move, and then you also need to start making kind of funny jokes. Making her laugh is, making chicks laugh is like number one, right? Chicks love to laugh, just like dudes, I guess. But chicks are always like, ah, looking for a funny dude, so that's always a thing, right? That's always like number one thing chicks always laugh to say about dudes. Like, they want a funny guy, somebody to have fun with, and you gotta make her laugh. And secondly, you gotta start throwing out some like little kind of that could be a dirty joke, but it couldn't be a dirty joke, right? Like, and that's how you open up that like possibility of dirty jokes. Because then when they start seeing like the sexual part of you, where you're just like, you know what I'm saying? Those kind of fucking dumb jokes, then they're like, they start thinking sexual. They have you now in that bubble of sexuality, where before they'll have you like in a fucking ain't getting no walls fucking bubble. Well, you ain't getting no action. You're in Mr. fucking dry spell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got to start making those fucking little funny ha-has. But I also think you need to, you know, fucking go for it. You can't just sit there and be like, I'm going to fucking work this long game for about 2 years. And then I'm going to ask her to fucking go out. Because then some other dude's going to be fucking router rooting her for like that whole 2 years while you're playing your fucking long game.
Wasn't that
some
fucking
motherfucker, some big ass brolic Viking looking motherfucker with his fucking 10 inch hog is going to be fucking digging ditches with it. If you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
No, this wasn't the fucking long game bullshit. This was I am at work bullshit. So I don't got time for this.
You
right
could
now.
You could still fucking play a little funny, a little,
yeah,
jokes,
that's what we were doing,
flirt,
but
a little flirt here and there.
Yeah, no, like, that's, yeah, definitely, girl, what I was doing. But
let me take you out for a drink.
But
why don't you be fucking
actual,
honest and be like, look, man, you're attractive. Hey, I think you're single. Let's fucking go for a drink.
But no, there's an actual
coffee
situation.
And or alcohol.
You're like, I know how much you love the alcohol.
How much you love the alcohol?
No, there's an actual situation occurring that I needed to take care of. So, fucking, I was like, this is all good, but I got to take care of this situation right now.
See, this is where we need a female on the podcast, because
yeah,
she would know what you fucked up in.
So,
like, from a guy's standpoint, I think that she felt like she wanted to be your center of attention, and you let her down. So she's like, this motherfucker is not going to get, it's not going to keep my attention. But it's like, I understand where you're coming from, too, because you're at work, and you can't just be like, yo, I'm going to let these fucking people fight and not fucking supervise them, you know?
Yeah.
I get your point of view, but I also think you're long. I almost want to slap you every time you bring up your fucking long game.
This wasn't my long game. You're the only one bringing it up.
Yes.
And
that,
I only
that's
know,
your history, dog.
And I only
anybody
know her
that
for
would
like,
listen to those 92 podcasts, all right,
no,
would know that you like long game bullshit.
You're the only one who's bringing it
no,
up.
No, I know how you
only
do.
Only one.
I know how you do.
You're doing
some fucking
her, only
romantic comedy
like,
and shit. That's not what this is.
I've only known
life
for like
is, dog.
For like 2 months, so there you go.
You know, King Kai made a good point. Like,
choke a bitch. Yeah, I got it.
You know, the little aggressiveness is always fucking good, dog. You need
well,
a little aggressiveness, good, a little choke, a little a little hair pulling, a little ass slap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. But there's a question of the week, so what did I do wrong?
Yeah, let us know. Ladies, you know who you are. Because we need a female standpoint, because from a male standpoint, I just think he fucked up. And by fucked up, I mean, like, you didn't give her the attention she wanted. And you should have been like, yo, boo, I'll see you in 2 seconds. Let me fucking squash this beef.
I told her I'd be right back.
And you got all my attention.
I told her I'd be right back. I got to go handle this situation because I'm at work.
Yeah, man. Well, let's see what the ladies say. Let's see if we get... Oh, I almost ran over these people.
Damn, son.
Almost ran over these people.
I thought you said your fucked up leg wasn't your driving foot.
No, I was looking at the podcast.
Yo, I was looking at everything else. I had a flashback of the sweet, sweet walls. Oh, man, it was so tight.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked up that hotel room.
Yeah, that was a good time. Anyways.
Put a dent in that drywall.
Yeah. I just made people deaf. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the podcast. You know what the fucking deal is. Links down below for all our shit. That includes all of our social media.
Did you get the new...
The Twitter's up on there. Yeah, Twitter's up on there, dog. I got it. I'm a goddamn man and a goddamn professional. How dare you question me, all right? Mm. I got it up the day you said it. I had that shit on point, son. Mm. How goddamn dare you question me? Fucking slap you with this mic. Pretend it's like my dick. Anyways, so you know the drill. Everything's down below. Social media, our emails... The link for the iTunes/Podbean hosting for the podcast. And while we're on the topic, right now, there's a brand new throwback podcast up. So go check it out. Take a listen. Get those downloads. Tell a friend. You know, let's get this fucking community going so that when we drop the Pie Life, #PieLife shit, memorabilia, merchandising, if you will, you'll be ready to pop that up and catch it as quickly as possible.
I wonder if we can get some foam cakes made.
Foam cakes? You mean pie? You mean foam pies?
Yeah, foam pies.
Just throw them at people or what?
Yeah.
It's fucking those stress balls. It's like a stress ball thing.
A pie life stress pie. Stress pie.
You just like squeeze it when you're fucking angry.
Yeah, you squeeze it and some foam comes out. Some white film.
God damn, son. What kind of budget you think we got here? We barely got Podbean, and you're over here talking about fucking holographic pies that you fucking hit and shit. Damn.
Hey, man.
What do you think we got? Like, unlimited budget? We got that fucking Joe Rogan podcast or compound money?
It can't be that much. Oh, we'll go overseas.
No kidding.
I'm going to go to Oriental Trader. Have you seen that magazine?
What the fuck is that?
You guys seen Oriental Trader?
No.
Oh, fuck.
I'm okay. Kind of redneck... No.
Back in the day when I was a teacher, you get a thing called Oriental Trader, and it's, first thing, incredibly offensive. Second thing, because it's called Oriental Trader, second thing, it has
all... It's like weapons? It's like ninja swords is it?
No, it just, it had a bunch of shit in there that you buy in bulk of, like, teaching supplies, like little, like, gifts and shit, like random things. Like, you wanted, like, a
pen with your name on it and shit?
Yeah, like, 15, like, mini globes or some shit.
Yeah, it's like those, like gift services people that they have a bunch of random shit that they can put with your logos on
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was a little bit better than that. It's a little bit better quality. It's, like, slightly better quality than that. You know, you buy, like, those pens and shit you just named were, like, condoms from a dollar store. These were, like, condoms from truck stops.
A little better. A little thicker.
A little thicker.
It's, like, 1 millimeter thicker.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, so, like, we'll go to Oriental Trader.
Look for a pie? You think they're going to have a pie?
Pie. Okay. I'm going to look it up right now.
You should. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill. Hit that like button.
If the Photoshop for this isn't me and you as Japanese people.
No, we're not doing that. Not fucking doing that. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not trying to get sued and offend a whole country. Fuck that. A few countries, actually. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Hit that like button. We'll see you guys next week.